Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I come from Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're driving here through New York City. Obviously, you pulled over because of this travel ban, right?
That's right. Yes, sir.
Governor Andrew Cuomo today had said that with all these jackknife tractor trailers, any drivers who are, you know, caught driving out here in these type of conditions, he wants to have them be considered charged criminally, which would, as a result, make you guys lose your license. What do you think about that initiative?
I think anything that would ensure, you know, safety on the roads. You know, I agree with that. Anything that would ensure safety on the roads should be done. You know, and I think it's common sense. You know, whether it's bad the way it is right now. You know, we should appreciate the efforts of the authorities, you know?
And then at the same time, he's come up with this idea that if you go through the tolls during a travel ban, they look at your Easy Pass as a way to find out if you broke the law, so to say. Are you all right with that, too?
Yeah, I think the tolls, you know, I was actually surprised that the ladies, you know, because I paid the toll, you know, they didn't tell me that the highway is closed, you know? So I think everybody should be, you know, working towards common safety, you know, including the tolls and everybody on the roads, you see?
As a trucker, as somebody out on the roadways, are you more concerned about, you know, smaller cars? You know, there's been this talk on our radio station that there shouldn't be a truck ban. There should be a car ban. Truckers should still be able to go out there. What do you think about that?
I think, you know, considering the magnitude of the, you know, the weight we hold, you know, the size of the truck, you know. I mean, it's more dangerous for a truck, you know, not being, losing control of the highways. And at the same time, you know, for me, I'm just driving one truck, you know. There are so many people on the roads with so many different kind of needs. So I would not support the entire closure of the interstate, the roadway system, you know. But I think, you know, if it's so dangerous that the car should be out of the road, it should be closed. But at this time, I don't think it calls for a total closure of the highways.
How long have you been chilling here for?
I've been here about 32 hours.
You get a little restless?
Oh, yeah, I do. I've been trying to read. I've listened to NPR, listened to radio, called, chatted. I can't wait to get back on the road.
Gotcha. What's your name, sir? If you want, you don't have to. If you don't want to.
My name is Julius.
Julius, thank you so much. Pleasure to meet you. Drive safely.
Thank you.
Okay. Where are you driving from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, heading to where?
Seneca.
Okay. Seneca, wait, Salamanca?
Yeah.
Okay. So earlier today, Governor Andrew Cuomo said he wants to essentially have any trucker who's caught traveling during this travel ban get kind of like a criminal element to what they had done for breaking the ban. As a result, you guys would lose your trucker's license. What do you think about that idea? Do you think that's a good thing to help make the road safe, or are you against that idea?
It's crazy, because I got a ticket going on to the ramp, because the GPS said that the roads was open. And I heard on the radio that the ban was lifted.
Okay.
So I went on to get on the ramp, and he gave me a ticket for trying to get on, even though they told me to just turn around and go right back off. So it wasn't only myself. About five other trucks came behind me. They all got tickets, too.
So with that case, you know, you would have lost your license. They're trying to explore that avenue. That's your livelihood that we're talking about then, right?
Yeah, that wouldn't make any sense, though, because if the road is banned, then you have to put a... How will we know? There's no way for us to know.
Well, there's signs posted.
No,
a lot,
there are
right?
No signs. No signs. There's no way to know that it was closed. So, I mean, some ramps have guards where you can't go on, but it's obvious you can't go on. But other than that, how would you really know if it's closed or not?
They also want to have this idea where they take your Easy Pass and then they can see if you went through a barrier during, you know, a travel ban. I'm assuming based on your first answer, you're kind of against that idea also?
Well, yes, because I don't, you know, we don't typically go in the, through the barrier if it's banned because it's dangerous for us. I don't want to be on the road if it's banned. So, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. Just, you should just put a guard up if it's, if the road is closed, and then no one can go on it.
Last thing is, we had this discussion on our radio station today about who's really more dangerous on the roadways. Is it the truckers, or is it, you know, the little sedans like I have out there on the roadways?
Who's more dangerous? I don't think it really depends on, you know, what you're driving. I think it's just a matter of...
I guess let me rephrase the question then. Should there be a tractor-trailer ban, or should there be a car ban?
Oh, well, it should be a track. You mean when the roads are
better? I'm like the major interstate here.
Yeah, there should be... I would think it should be a tractor-trailer ban because the winds can make it much more dangerous for the trucks. It's just like a sail in the wind.
David Miller.
David, where are you from?
Houston, Texas.
All right, so what's your route that you're taking?
I'm taking I-90 West, and I came out up there on I-90, right there about the middle of 990.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? What's
yeah,
the name?
Yeah, 990 up.
C, starts with a C.
Okay.
I came out of there. I can't remember the name of it.
Cambria?
No. The big city right up there, about halfway up 90.
Clarence?
No. Anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway.
a little bit up north. Where are you heading to?
Yeah. I'm heading to Texas with my load.
Okay. So this travel ban, how you been stuck here for 3 days now?
3 days, yeah. And I heard I-90 is real bad, so... I've been keep touch my company about what's going on.
You know, I got this question for you. This is a question that's been posed a lot on our radio station today. This travel ban that's in effect for tractor trailers and for buses. Yeah. There's people who are saying that, hey, it's not so much you guys that are the problem. It's people like me who drive the little cars and stuff. They're the real problem.
They got the band up just keeping all the wrecks, I imagine, and the hassle of slowing down vehicles and all that stuff, I'm sure.
Do you think there should be a tractor-trailer ban, or should there be a car ban?
Well, trucks are heavier, and they got to go a lot slower than cars. And some of us are real light. I'm pretty light. So cars will probably move better than trucks do. That's how come they probably got the truck banned up.
Okay, so in that case, it makes sense then to have the tractor-trailer and bus.
Yeah, exactly.
There's another thing that happened. New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo, was in Buffalo today. In fact, he was right down the street over here.
Yeah.
And he said that, listen, if we catch any truckers who are out there, we want to pursue kind of like a criminal or, you know, some sort of like misdemeanor fine against them, which would, as a result, make you guys lose your trucking license, your commercial driving license. What do you think about that idea? If you get caught during a travel ban, you could lose your license entirely.
Well, that's a little rough. New York is probably pretty strict on their laws, I'm sure. So if any truck gets caught out there, I feel sorry for them. You know, I feel sorry for them because if the ban's up, that means no truck at all, so they shouldn't be out there.
So what do you think about the communication, though? Because I just talked to a guy who said he had no idea there was a travel ban. His GPS told him that there was nothing that was that told him. This idea that the communication isn't going to the truckers, is that a thing?
Probably some trucks maybe don't even know what's about the ban. But I know about it because I called my company and they said there's no trucks on I-90 at the moment. So as soon as they lift the ban, they're going to call and let me know. So probably a lot of companies don't have that kind of information.
There's another factor to all this is that the governor of New York also said, we want to take that easy pass that you guys have and we want to scan it to see, all right, if you went through a toll booth during a storm, we can track it. We can see it's right on your tractor trailer there. And we want to, give you that, take away your license as a result. Uh-huh. Looking at the easy pass, you think that's something that should be done, could be done?
Well, that could be a pretty good problem, you know, because a lot of us have the easy pass. So if they do that to take away, it's company owned for my company, but I don't know any of the other companies. We have a good 3,000 trucks in our deal, so that would be bad for our company, I'll tell you that much.
What do you think about?
We got a lot of drivers who pass through New York all the time.
What do you think about driving here in Buffalo? You're a guy who's head from Houston, you said?
Yeah, I'm out of Houston. Well, we're out of Dallas, but I live in Houston.
What do you think about driving through Buffalo?
Through Buffalo, sometimes it'd be hazardous, and especially coming up on I-90. But most of the time, I'm coming across over on 80 or 70 going across. But Yeah, it's pretty rough up here. I know because of the weather type situation going on up here. And the lake snow come off the Erie. It's bad right here, brother.
Do you ever get to do, you know, you've been stuck here 3 days, you said, right?
3 days.
You get to do anything fun around here, or is it just hang out?
It just hang out, basically. I'm just sitting in here, going here buying stuff, going back to the truck. That's all there is. There's nothing out here really for a truck driver to do nearby. Really,
There's a mall right across the street.
Oh, is there? Well, yeah, it's across the interstate, but I ain't walk across that thing.
All right.
That'd be a little dangerous.
Yeah, probably.
But for this time of season anyway.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that's how come we got a few trucks in there. Basically, we're just sitting there watching TV. That's about it.
Well, I'll let you get back to it. It's cold out here.
I know it's cold.
Awesome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.